well, so just in case you didn't know, so.
What's good? It's the conductor of the train, your boy DJ SJ614.
Yo, it is the man, the myth, the legend, 232, and we are
the New York Dose!
And we got our season 6 guest host in the house.
What you thought?
Is Natalie P.
In the building!
Yes! I love it. So y'all already know how this goes. We gonna pick the topic out the jar and
Shake it up, bro.
Shake it
like a pull it right. Just pull that motherfucker out just like that.
Yeah, I was just gonna gun it out.
Just pull that shit out like that.
Take it out.
Hey, fucking yo.
But you know what? I also forgot. There's also more topics that I needed to add to this. I forgot.
Oh my goodness.
Whoopsie poo. All right. Well, we're looking at number 36. What that do to?
It's
mad
old.
36.
Nah, I'm fucking around. So I'm so sorry to any of our viewers that's 36 plus.
Relax.
Not that far.
Addy, that's not even you. Chill, cuz. Damn. A little premeditated. All right. So 36 is a tweet. It says,
did you know that you're listening to a show on CDN?
CDN, or the Carbon Dioxide Network, is a multimedia nexus delivering content underneath the umbrellas of
current events,
Black and Afro-Latinx culture,
spirituality and motivation,
New York City lifestyle,
storytelling,
movie reviews,
arts and entertainment,
and more. If you have any digital content,
like a podcast, vlog, web, or photo series,
that might need a home, look no further.
Here at CDN, we encourage you to get that shit out.
When you see two people in an open relationship, it's like which one of you came up with the idea and which one of you cries to sleep every night.
Oh, okay. Shit.
All right.
Wow.
All right. I could talk about this.
Here we are.
Man. We can talk about this
in
30 minutes.
Yeah, let's do it. That's the point.
Nah, for real though, because with open relationships, I feel like a lot of the people, a lot of, like, half of the partners is really just going with the flow on some shit. Because at least that's how I felt in my open relationship.
Yeah. Which one were you?
It was my idea.
Yeah.
It was definitely my idea. You know what I'm saying? But after a while, I started to peep that I was just like, you know, this isn't really something you want.
Mm-hmm.
You want me. Mm-hmm. You know? And for that reason, you were, like, cool with the shit. But that's not actually what you want out of a relationship. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that happens a lot.
Interesting.
Yes. Actually, keeping up with the Gen Zers. I don't know if you know that rapper. Damn. NLE Chopper.
Oh, yeah. NLE Chopper. Yeah.
He was
19.
Yeah. He was dating this.
Oh, mm-hmm. The girl. I saw that
post. Yeah, she's distraught.
Distraught is the perfect word.
Wait,
yeah.
Let me.
Distraught.
He's 19, but he seems like, from the way he talks and stuff like that, he's still 19. But he seems a little bit like more, a little bit more mature than 19-year-old, but he's still 19, right?
He's definitely
but
mature.
He's dating this girl who's like 27, 25 or something. And he told her in the beginning, he said, listen, like, I don't
see. He told her what it was.
Yeah, it reminded me of two.
He told her what it was when you signed up.
He was like, I like you, and you know, but I really don't see myself marrying one person. I see myself having multiple wives and all that stuff. And she was like, okay, I think I could get with that. But then I guess she couldn't. So then she went on, I guess they broke up.
So this was into a year of their relationship,
yeah,
right?
Because
she was like, I gave him a whole year. I was like, girl, you acting like it was four. Like, calm down.
Oh, no. Feelings are feelings.
This
so
is
she
true.
Went on IG Live and she was just crying so hard. She was like, this man, he treated me so good, like all this stuff compared, and then everybody's ODing on her like he's 19, you're 27.
Yeah.
But I feel like he also handled it maturely. Like
he did everything about it was very mature on his part.
Yeah, he went on live and he was just explaining it. Like he was just like, I told her, and she chose to compromise her real feelings, and I think that was like the whole point I was trying to make of like, in these things, like, you really have to know, one, your partner and, like, what you're getting yourself into, and two, like, do not compromise, like, just because they look good or have money or, like, you know, or if they're a good time and they could be the perfect match for you, but there's still that component there.
Yeah.
And you can't change them. That's what I learned from all my dating years.
Nope.
You cannot change anyone.
Thank
you can't
you.
Change
you
nobody's cannot, mind.
No matter how Thank long, you. No matter how cute you are, no matter how good that pussy
Thank
is.
Thank you.
Ooh,
nani, nani.
Because, you know, at the end of the day, is what they really want. And if they told you from the beginning, like, you're just going to have to take that.
Yeah. That actually reminds me. So I was hanging out with my homegirl today briefly. And when she came over, you know, one of the things that we was talking about, she was like, yo, basically, you know, so she got two niggas, basically, right?
Okay.
And, you know, like one nigga be at home. Okay. Like, one nigga be at home and the other nigga, you know, she kind of been out and about with. But like the other nigga started acting a little bit funny and, yep, you know, so like whatever, right? But she was like, here's the thing. She was like, I gotta sit down and figure out what I really want, because she was like, he is a hoe. She was like, he's a hoe. And she was like,
she knows her man.
Right. And she was like, cause you know, like in the beginning, you know, he was like telling me about like little things here and there, you know, No. He was very honest. He was telling her, you know, like, I'm still with these other shorties, and she was rocking with it. But she was like, you know, but like when you with me, you with me. But the thing is, he started like dialing back a little bit. And now like when she does hit him up, he not picking up the same way. He not texting back the same
and
way
I'm
anymore.
Tell you why.
So now in her head, she's like, I know he with these other bitches. She was like, but I need to be the fucking priority. Like, what's going on? Mm-hmm. And she was like, you know, like now he telling me a little bit too much information. He like, oh, I'm on my way to the airport to pick up this bitch from Miami that's coming to see me.
She's a friend.
She's a friend now.
So
don't be telling me details.
So I never do that. Like,
that's like,
the only time I'm cool with don't ask, don't tell.
That's against player.
So she's like, I was talking to my homegirl about it, and she was like, and my homegirl told me that I need to figure out what I want, because like, here's the thing, at the end of the day, right, he could be the type of nigga that's doing all this shit and is not telling me about it, and that would just be considered cheating. She was like, but I'm in this thing, and you know, like we're like open, and I know what he's doing, but I don't like it. She's like, I don't want to know. She's like, now I don't want to know. That's what I meant. Yeah. I don't want to know. She was like, you could do whatever the fuck you want, but I don't want to know about it. And that is fair, you know, boundaries. I told her, you know, you just got to know your boundaries. Like, sit down with him, let him know that X, Y, Z, and let him know that just like this is where you arrive. Now, me personally, I am in some things of a similar nature, and I'm the transparent motherfucker. Like, I'm a tell you what it is. You know, we're going to have the conversations because, mm-hmm, like, I don't know, in my head, like, basically, when you don't know, that means that your partner is moving around on the DL. Take that with how you want it to sound like, right? But with moving around on the DL like that, especially me in my community, honestly, at this point, it's like everybody. So I can't even just say me and my community. But like, there are several factors at risk when you have people, I don't want to just say men, but when you have people moving around like that and you're telling them that you don't want to know about it, well, what if he was with 24 bitches in an orgy the night before and, you know, there was no protective sex and now he coming to you in that right? So it's like, are you sure you not want to know? Or like, because if you tell him you don't want to know and he don't tell you about the orgy, then guess what?
Here's the thing though. I feel like people think that open relationships are easier or whatever.
It's not even just trust, communication.
Exactly. Like, you need to be mature enough to know like what your needs are first, and also, you know, be comfortable enough to communicate with the person. You know what I mean? And to have it, like, for me, it's all about fair. I mean, you know, again, like, I've been single for years at this point, and, like, I've never felt, like, possessive over partners or, like, really, or I don't want to say never, but. But, like, you know what I mean? It's because, like, even when I thought I was in a relationship, like, I still didn't really have exclusive rights to that man. So, you know, at this point, you caught that, right?
Yeah,
I thought I was in a relationship. He was single. But
that is very important. That is very important to speak on.
So I feel like you just need reciprocation. Cause my issue with open relationships is like, I'll be like, all right, you want to be open? Cool. You're not going to like offering that in a couple of weeks when you feel like, you know what I mean? Because if you outside, I'm outsider. Like.
Period. Come on. It's the ER for me. It's the ER for me.
You know, they never like that. You know, like, guys are like, yeah, I want a harem. I want like six wives. But like, you know, they all got to be home playing patty cake with each other all day. Like, no. Yeah. Like, that's not how it works.
I just want to
we need to put that on the shirt.
You're outside. I'm outsider.
I'm outsider. Capital E-R. Yeah.
Wait, we need to write that down.
Go ahead. I love that. Thanks. Go ahead.
There are a lot of niggas that want a haram and do want their shorties just like in the crib playing patty cake with each other. I am not one of those niggas.
Biggest scam in the world.
But what I will say is, like, don't treat our open relationship like a competition. You know what I'm saying? Of like, who could go? Because that's not, it's not that.
That's funny. Toxic.
I like open. I keep,
I'm toxic, but. Yeah. Open
like toxic open. Tabitha in the building.
Toxic Tony.
Nah, that's crazy. Okay. Toxic Tony and Toxic Tabitha is just wild. But nah, I be liking to keep shit open because I just like the freedom to be able to explore relationships with other people if I want to. You know what I'm saying? It's not some just like, oh, I'm trying to fuck all the baddest hoes. And that shit is minuscule as fuck.
It's like,
bro,
if you fall into a storyline, you want to have...
I don't want to feel guilt for about falling into that storyline. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And entertaining this person and shit like that. And that's really all it be for me.
Yeah, same.
And that whole concept of I don't want to know, I feel like that shit's kind of rooted in ego. But also, the space where people are telling you things from matters as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because, like, people be trying to say shit to, like, low-key hurt you. Like, oh, well, you doing this. Well, I was out with
you're not going to suck my dick tonight. Somebody the bitch last night sucked my dick. And tonight going to suck my dick,
like,
too.
Yeah, we're not about to do, like, the competition for real.
Like, that's tit-for-tat shit week.
That shows that you didn't actually want to be in it. Like, you know what I mean? Because what I've noticed about, like, you know, like, I follow, like, a couple pages, like, you know, about, like, ethical non-monogamy and, like, how that works and whatever. I don't think it would be a permanent lifestyle for me. It's just like, yo, like, I literally don't know how to be anybody's girlfriend at this point. Like, it's been 7 years, bro. Like, you're going to have to, like, give me a little trial period first.
You know what I mean? Give me a 7-day free trial period.
I need to get used to this, you know, like, but there are ways to kind of, like, and you notice that it's people that just genuinely don't see people as property. Like, you know, it's like a lifestyle, like, you know, and
it's
really
the mindset change. Cause I feel like we have been conditioned so much to just one person. So it's like, it's definitely like, you have to like actively work on it. Cause my next question was like,
oh, sorry, right before you get there, but we have our executive visuals producer in the building today. We got T. Teek is playing the role of PA for this episode, and he just informed us that there is a book called The Ethical Slut. The Ethical Slut. So yeah, I guess like look into that. I have no idea what it's about. You've heard of it.
Yeah,
you know what it's about.
Nah, I just know a couple of my homegirls and read it.
Period.
Yeah.
I love that.
About open relationships and polyamory.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everything we're talking about right now.
I mean, this is a personal preference. Like, everybody feel free to live the way you want to live.
Please
but,
do.
Like, you know, I don't necessarily see it as a permanent life choice for me.
Yeah.
You know, I think it would be a good way to kind of, like, dip my toe. Like, I couldn't be married and like in an open marriage. You know what I mean?
I know a couple like that
or
right
maybe
now.
I could. I don't know. I mean, you don't know until you get there.
Yeah,
like,
I feel
you
like
know,
we
like,
too,
right.
You
like
don't
right
know.
Now, you know, you don't ever know what's going to happen like 5 years.
Yeah. We go through phases and eras. Yeah, I know this one couple, and I'm just like, y'all are doing the damn thing because, like, you know, when I met them, it was just the two of them. But then eventually, they incorporated a third that the wife had met at her job. And now they're kind of just like this like throuple thing, and it's really beautiful to watch. And it's like, it's the first like time that the wife, well, it's the first time that the wife is exploring like a queer like lifestyle, because the third they incorporated is a girl, and the wife kind of like just fell for her, and it's like the first, and
I mean,
it's just very cute to watch. It's very cute.
Yeah, they're cute, but they can be kind of problematic because like kind of touching back to last week when you talk about couple privilege, there's definitely like a couple privilege in that like throuple situation.
Especially if you, because I've seen that too, like three lesbians, like, but the first two.
I feel like it's problematic when it's all the same gender.
Well,
interesting.
You know,
well, yeah.
But they were like, the problematic the couple what, has been together for six plus years, and then they brought someone in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I
that
felt like that
will
got
always be on the outside.
I got I feel like that's when it comes in, like, to be problematic. Like, when it's, like, there's been history already, so much history. Like, what if y'all started all at the same time?
Because check this out. Because this
throuple. I feel like that makes a difference.
It does. This throuple, they have the original couple that got married. They have kids. They have three kids. Yeah. And the new one that came in, like, the kids love her. Like, they are making it work.
They said, that's the nanny.
Yeah. No, they said, this is mommy. They said, this is mommy's friend. And they love her. They love mommy's friend.
I feel like it could work.
Yeah, it could. Just like any relationship. Like, it just, you know, it takes work.
It takes work. The rules and boundaries.
People think I'm going to be non-monogamous or whatever. And, like, they use that as their way to avoid feeling and really connecting people.
It's still a commitment.
Like, for me, everybody upset. Like, I've been with a lot of, like, possessive boyfriends, which is probably why I don't like relationships. But,
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it'd be like that. But, like, one of the things that I notice is that, like, for me, exclusivity is last. Like, you know, like, I want to make sure that you're fulfilling my other needs first. Sex. You know, it's like, you know, I had this talk with, like, one guy who was, like, almost a boyfriend, where he was like, oh, like, we had an open relationship, but he was like, just don't fuck that one guy. And I'm like, what? But I said, and I literally straight up told him, I said, listen, don't give me house rules before you've built me a home. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
talk about it.
Because right?
Okay.
I gotta make you mad shirts tonight.
No, I straight up told him that because I'm like, yo, like, you're sitting here, like, dictating my behavior, and, like, I don't want to dictate your behavior. Like, can we see if we can even communicate first? Can we see if we can even connect first? Can we see if, like, you know, this is actually, like, you're giving me, like, the attention and support and things that I need on an emotional level? You know what I mean? Because, like, guys will be like, oh, yeah, like, open relationship. Like, if you don't want to connect with people, just be a hoe. Like, don't try to, like, don't try to, like, actually make a relationship. And just because you're not exclusive with that person, you think that gets you out of the responsibility of everything else. Like, for me, it's like, if that's, you know, I just want, like, a supportive relationship that's without possession. You know, I mean, that can be exclusive or non.
How do we know when it's, or how can we navigate the differences between a leash versus setting boundaries?
That's hard, yeah.
Well,
because to play devil's advocate in your situation, right? What if him saying you could do anything you want except for that one guy is him setting his boundary within y'all's, you know what I'm saying? Your whatever you want to call of almost relationship. So yes, too.
You could have boundaries, but I feel like it only becomes a leash if I, like, put that on myself and adhere to that. You could have whatever boundaries, but if I don't want to adhere to your boundaries, we just won't have a thing.
Yeah,
exactly. And the connection you guys have, I feel like if you guys really vibe and respect each other, like, I feel like you might consider, like, okay, maybe I won't do that just for him sake, but you still have the control.
But then I cut him off. He was my favorite little side thing, and then it like turns out
almost
was
boyfriend.
It'd be like that.
Yeah.
And then that one didn't end up working out, and we never hooked up again. So I'm pissed about it. But
it'd be like that.
I've done, like, open in my early 20s, but it never was established, because I feel like now, like, it's 2022, everyone is like, there's labels now. Before, it was just like, you know, it was just like whenever I wanted, right? But I was also, like, not really open, because I feel like with open you have to, like, really be, like, zen and, like, not possessive and all that. Excuse me, James. Teak has been there.
Prerogative, though. No, like, you choose what you're willing to accept.
My ego and my pride is rare. Like, it's there, because it's just like, I don't want to know, but if I find out, and if I'm not doing nothing, like, and you're doing something, I'm going to be tight.
That's your fault.
That's what I'm saying. Only when I'm doing something.
If you want your love with a little sprinkle of possession on it, you know what I'm saying? That's fine.
Yeah, I mean, that's like a little sprinkle.
I'm talking about my early 20s, you know? When I was, like, in, like, situationships, when I knew that they were doing them and I was doing me, but I would still be, like, a little possessive, like, I'll still act like,
honestly,
knowing, like, we're not in a relationship, you know? But I mean, feel like I wasn't as emotionally
possession
mature.
Possession can be fun.
Before.
It can be, like, a little, like, competition, you know, like, the one guy would be like, listen, yeah, but, like, he ain't like me though, like, you know what I mean?
That's always my thought.
He
for
actually
one.
Told me that too, like, an old boo was just like, no one's gonna kiss you like me, and I'm like,
but wait, really so, say but kiss? Wait, did he really say kiss? About,
okay, but see now,
yeah, he was kissing me while saying it.
But you see now, I'm confused because if I was y'all's partner, right? y'all got me. Y'all already got me fucked up because I'm like, all right. On the one end, y'all don't want to compete with me, but now y'all talking about compete with me, so I'm confused. Like,
no, no, but in a healthy way. Like, you know, you could joke about it, but don't like sit there and like, you know,
because that joke, there's 20% of truth to every joke. Yeah, like, and if I go, oh ha ha, what a bitch I kissed last night, kiss a little bit better, you're gonna be a little tight.
Yeah. Like,
so,
don't joke with me and me like trying to pass shit off it because right. We're not doing it.
Right.
I know psychology, baby. Like, no.
Going back to what you said though, like it all kind of comes down to like the intention behind it. It's like, yo, you could tell when there's a little saltiness behind it.
Exactly.
Like, you can tell when a person's not happy. And like at the end of the day, like, you know, like it's don't try to force yourself into one lifestyle or another. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you're not if you're not like an open relationship kind of person, like you don't have to accept that.
Yeah.
I also think open relationship to me is just like friends with benefits.
No.
It's not, but it is.
No, I mean, because,
all right, so Addie, go through your definition.
For me, I feel like in order to really not be salty and to not really give a fuck, I really have to be your true friend. Mm-hmm. You know, like you really have to be like my, like a friend.
Mm. Yeah.
And then,
me personally, you know, that's a requirement for me, whether, you know.
Well, I was about to say, so that is like that not a prerequisite for lovers?
But it's a little bit more friend.
Yeah, a little bit more friend.
I call it friend plus.
Friend plus. There you go.
You're just my friend.
If we doing a little, if you getting a little exercise on, it's friend plus at this point. But see.
Oh, we talked about this last week. It depends on the person.
More like friend plus and friends with benefits is a little. Friend plus is more an extra level above.
It's like we've been here. It's like we've been here and now we there. Yeah. Friends with benefits is kind of like, I feel like you just got here and you just, it's like you, like, you this is friend. And this is friend plus because we was here and now we're here together.
Yes.
Friend with benefit means you came from over here. It means you came from over here. You know what I'm saying?
Well, y'all premium. Doing the most.
That part.
Like, I feel like.
You better get on the mic.
A friend with benefit is just a nigga you fucking with. That's it.
Yes, I can agree with that. I don't have a lot of friends.
That's just a side.
That's a friend with benefits.
Whenever you try to put labels to these things, they never like extend.
It's stupid.
Because it's stupid. Yeah, well, not stupid, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like your definition of friends with benefits is different than mine and whatever.
Exactly.
Just like, when you link with somebody, like I'm super real. Like I'll be like, look, this is what I want right now. Mm-hmm. It might change. This is what I'm looking for. If you can't deliver that, like, you know, I don't care what you call it. Call it friend plus, friend benefits, friend
honestly,
minus, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. I don't give a shit what you call
don't
me.
Call me
like,
why? Why not?
Why not?
Just don't.
But you see, like what you're saying,
I
right? I feel like all of
one
these.
One of my boyfriends.
All of these labels.
Boyfriend number one.
Yeah, we could go with that.
All of these labels
I'll take a number, gladly.
Are in correlation to our way of thinking, right?
Yes.
So I agree when you say that, like, the labels don't matter. Like, the labels shouldn't matter to the other person, but if the labels matter to you, that's mm-hmm. for your own type of categorization. And I know, like, me, I'm a person that highly compartmentalizes, so I need the titles because I need to know where to put you, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
However, for you, like, right, if we're in a partnership, I don't need you to agree with what I'm calling you.
Yeah.
I just need us to speak the same language so that it translates to you however you need it to communicate.
Yeah, I don't.
So for me, it could be, for me, you could be my boyfriend, right? Mm-hmm. But if you're like, all right, but you're my, like, I don't know, very special friend, okay, great. But as long as we both know that the rules for that are the same,
right?
I'm great. Yeah.
So we
you
in
know?
The same place because I don't really give a fuck what niggas call it for real as long as everybody in the situation is very clear on whatever the bounds
and
are.
Okay
exactly.
And okay with it. And it's like, I mean, you said something so powerful and I don't think you realized how powerful it was, but when you were like, you need to be able to speak the same language.
Mm.
And like, I had somebody, and I mean, mind that you, like this person didn't know that me and this guy were like a thing, but he said about us, y'all just sound like you speak different languages. Like when you're trying to communicate, like it just seems like he's speaking French and you're speaking Italian.
Mm.
Like it's not translating. Like y'all just can't communicate. And so like, obviously that partnership wasn't something that,
was fluent,
you know, was fluent. Yeah. It wasn't flowing. Like, you know, so, I think whether it's exclusive, non-exclusive, whatever the case may be, like, y'all just have to be able to speak the same language.
Definitely agreed,
Because then it's natural and it's cool. Like, you know, like, I've had in the past, like, you know, friends with benefits situation or whatever, where it's like, yo, like, I knew that if I was stranded on the side of the road at 4 a.m. and I called them, like, they would pick up and they would come through. And, like, that right. was, you know what I mean? Like,
you see, that's a friend plus.
I don't know. That's all like.
If they pick up in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
That's a friend plus. That's a
but that's friend. A true friend. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm
like,
we're talking about open relationships.
I'm a true friend and I'm never doing that. Please don't call me. You will get your feelings hurt. Not in the middle of the night.
I'm probably going to be asleep.
You be up anyway. Stop.
No, I will be up. I'm not coming to get you. Like,
I'll call AAA for you.
That part. Yeah.
Like, I don't got a car.
If I got the bread, I'll call you an Uber. But leaving where I'm at.
Right. That's crazy. That's very crazy. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, this is very, very, this is very.
Someone say a corny joke so I can use this.
Oh, I'm crying.
Guys, we got the Rodecaster and new equipment. Yeah. And there's like, there's so many.
You should have been going off with that applause.
Oh,
all them
okay,
t-shirts.
I got one. Why did the chicken cross the road?
Why?
To go to his friend plus's house.
Oh.
Oh no, that's not it.
Wrong button.
I did the prunch.
No, that's cute. That was cute. Also, you have the labels in front of you right there.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Would you look at that?
Yo, I'm a smack.
But yeah. So, and you know, recently, I think I told this story last season, but like recently, with, you know, one of my partners, Prince Bay, we had a really cool conversation. Prince? Yeah. We had a really.
This white dude that looks like Prince Charming.
Yeah.
Oh, man looks like a Ken doll.
The name.
Wait, did we hook up with the same guy? No.
Hey, yo. That could be.
Been there. But yeah, we had a really cool conversation because, like, I think it had to be maybe like 5 months in, and I kind of just like woke up one day and I was like having all these thoughts, and I was like, oh, I was like, damn, it's been 5 months. And I was like, it can easily be another 5 months because things with him are just like so easy.
Yeah.
So like, I just started thinking about all these things. Like, where are we? Like, what are we? Like, what's actually happening here? Like, da, da, da. Mm-hmm. And I was having those thoughts for like literally like a solid 2 minutes. And, you know, I always, back in like season 3, I used to always preach about like clarity, right? Like, and sometimes our clarity resides within other people and you have to like obtain that clarity. So I was like, all right, Zara, you can continue like going crazy for like another minute, or you can take your own advice and obtain the clarity that you're seeking. So I just hit him up and I asked him, I was just like, hey, what are your thoughts on monogamy and titles? Because I know that the era that like I was vocally entering, you know, post my trip from Curacao, you know, I had this revelation and I was like, oh, I'm polyamorous. Like I can say that out loud now because I know what that means for me, right? Mm-hmm. So coming back from the trip, I was just like, yeah, like what's going on? Da, da, da. So I didn't want to start off with that because I didn't want to like sway his thought.
Yeah.
So I started off with like the generic with like most people, you know what I mean? Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. And like he told me his thoughts, and then I was like, oh, well, that's great because I feel da 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 da. And yes. Then we found out that we were on the exact same page. And something beautiful that he said that really just simplified like all of my overthinking in that moment, which I don't normally overthink, but like, you know, when you, I feel like I just woke up with just like all these feelings because like the time kind of like hit me. And he was just like, hey, are you like happy being around me with me? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, then that's all that matters. And I was like,
aww.
Hell yeah. I was like, fuck yeah. Like,
I like how
you think. Yeah. Yeah. I was like, fuck yeah. That was great. So yeah, that like being on the same page, speaking the same language, like crucial for me. And I think he teaches me a little bit more of that like every week, which is kind of nice.
Aww.
Yeah.
I love that one on one.
You know what? Yeah, I could.
That's
be
real.
For now, for now. Yeah. I mean, it could change later on.
It can always change depending on who you're with.
You are a one on one.
One of one.
That is you. All right, that's you.
Yes.
It's okay.
Yes.
That part.
I like it, and I tried the multiple, and it's like cool, but it's it didn't add. Like I felt like I. Like,
yeah, if it doesn't serve
me,
you,
it didn't serve me too much. Like, it was just like,
I talk all this shit, but I feel like if I really like actually found some guy that I really connected with, like I don't really.
Yeah, you don't need the rest.
You know what I mean? Like, if it happens, it happens. Mm-hmm. But I just think that, like, you know, just checking in with yourself often is so important. And just, like, how am I feeling right now? Am I okay with this? Have I communicated this? And, you know, like, that's the responsibility on the individual end. Like, there can be the communication, like, partnership-wise.
Yeah.
But, like, just checking in and knowing, like, where you're at mentally and being able to communicate that, that's like, that's really dope.
That's very crucial.
Like,
yeah.
And also knowing, like, in any relationship, especially in like an open one, you have the right to change your mind too.
Yes.
Like, mm-hmm. If you don't want to be open anymore within 1 year or 4 years, like, you can go.
Yeah, don't be doing that shit on a weekly basis.
Don't be salty. Yeah. If you agreed, really sit with it and know what you sign yourself into, you know. So.
Okay.
You knew what it was when you signed up.
That part right there. Well, that brings us to the end of today's show. Hey. Yes. Thank you, Teek, for PAing for us in studio today. Thank you very much.
And your comments.
And your comments. Yes. Thank you. And yeah. Yay. Oh, don't ever forget to stay dope.
Stay dope.
And stay New York. It's the New York Dose, baby. Get that applause in there. Yes.
I'm gonna
need to
learn that ending.
What's good, everybody? What's good, everybody? What's good, everybody? Welcome to the New York Dose Last Party.
What's good, everybody? What's good, everybody? What's good, everybody? Welcome to the New York Dose Last Party.
What I say? It's feeling like a New York day. Pumping to this beat, walking to the subway, and spreading mad love. It's the Brooklyn way. Prospect Park. Don't get caught after dark. Yes, this train running to Saratoga. You'll be fine if you do what I told you. Brownsville never ran, never will. Brownsville, yes, still here, still. What's good? Pop off on my pill. And if you need a dose, then tune in and chill.